Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back for a pre-Thanksgiving podcast after all. Before we get to Kim, I wanted, you know, one more thing about my experience with Frontier now is you may be wondering whether you'd like to have HBO and Showtime or not. And there's an easy way to figure that out. Both of those networks have websites where you can go and they will show you all the shows that they're going to show for the 24-hour period. This is an easy way to do it because each of them have got four or five stations and it's a hassle to go through them on your own. But you can go straight to their website, see what is playing, and see if that stuff interests you or not. And again, you know, if you're going to go to a theater, and when we can again, to see a movie, you're probably looking at $20. And so if there's one thing a month that interests you and you'd like to watch, it's probably worth it to get HBO and Showtime. So that's my 2 cents for the day. There's going to be more coming, by the way, about streaming. I've been in touch with Susie Karakies, and we are going to do a podcast about that down the road. But in the meantime, here's Kim.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm sure if you're all watching the news, you're seeing about just about how crazy this this virus is going. So I thought we'd talk briefly about that. But first, a little update on Frontier again. Be sure you check the pricing, please, before you make any conversion. Some people have written me to say that after they converted, they're paying more money. I don't believe I have ever said in a town hall meeting, I don't believe I've ever written that everyone will save money. I have said that the internet's $12, and I have said you need to check the pricing. It's not guaranteed. Everybody needs to negotiate that. Now, you don't have to sign up for the HOA program. You will have to pay the $12 fee. That will be involved. But one person, for instance, and in checking the bill, it's come out that way. There was some special promotional pricing involved. So that person is currently paying $20 a month more. Now, in 3 months, that person will be paying $50 a month higher. So then the HOA plan would be effective. But what it means is you don't sign up today. Don't sign up now. Keep your best pricing and then sign up when things change. If they never change, if you always negotiate great pricing, keep it. There is no obligation for you to convert at the time, but when you call, get the pricing. I can tell you so far, 90% of the people who have contacted me are saving. Average savings between $40 and $65. Now, any time in the next 5 years, you can sign up for the internet program, and the first install appointment is no charge. So if you decide not to do anything for 2 years, you could then call and get it installed. There's no charge. One of the limitations, however, is if you install the internet now, and then in 6 months decide to install TV, there will be a service charge. I'm told it's $85. So the first appointment, you'd really want to do as much that you can at that time because you're going to save the money. But if you come back later, there will be a service charge. Now let's talk about COVID. Let's talk about virus. Let's talk about state orders. Let's talk about the changes and what's going on in the community here. The basic premise here, folks, is the board understands that no matter what we do, some of you are not going to be happy. There's a whole lot of different ways to go down this path. And we're just five people trying to find the most compromising position where people can be active and at the same time protect the health and safety of everybody in this community. Well, that's not going to be easy. And so forgive us, but the decisions that are going to be coming up sooner and now, some of you are not going to be happy. We understand that. But we are going to err on the side of health and safety. I will let you know that. Last week, I sent out a message about golf. And what's happening is we've been getting complaints about different activities that aren't following guidelines. And we've been getting complaints about golf, tennis, pickleball, that people are gathering before and after play, that people are too close together, and that people are not wearing masks. Remember, masks are required, even outdoors if you're within 6 feet. So last week I sent out a message to the golfers explaining you need to follow the guidelines. Many of you are arriving too early. In the guidelines, you cannot arrive except 30 minutes before your tee time. Many of you are gathering. You're showing up over an hour early. You're gathering too close together. You're gathering before play and after play. After I received the complaints, I did investigate it, and I found them to be valid and true. So after the investigation took place, I sent out a message. And many people were not happy about my message. I got a couple of people who wrote, and I offended them. They said we're adults, and that you're treating us like third graders. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't write these messages if everybody's following the guidelines. I write the messages because some people are not following the guidelines. I don't know of what else to do except send out the information, send out the facts, and then ask that you follow them. But if we're not going to follow them, the board's recourse is only one thing, and that is citations. Now, the good part about the message to me is we're warning you. We're letting you know. I'm giving you where the deficiencies are and warning you before we do it that there's citations. I am not sure why anybody would be upset about us warning you before we do it about what's coming. So I guess forgive me, but I will do it again. I will err on the side of health and safety. If I find that you're too close together, if I find that you're not following the guidelines, I'm going to let you know that citations are coming if that's what it's going to take to keep people safe. So in the case of golf, I made it clear that if these aren't followed, citations are coming. We don't want to close the golf course. But if all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of cases coming out of golfers, we might not have a choice. So please follow the guidelines. But please don't think because we're giving you facts and information that we're not treating you like adults. We are. We're giving you the information so that you can make very responsible decisions. If everyone follows the guidelines, I'm not sending out any messages. There'd be no need. Now, 6 foot social distancing. Under the new guidelines from the state of California, masks are required to be carried by every single person at all times outdoors. That's part of the guideline. But it still says, if you maintain 6 feet, you don't have to wear one. Clearly, I've been out there at that golf course and watched. You're way too close together. Stay away from each other. Now let's talk about COVID. Let's talk about the facts, just so we know what's going on. And as near as I can tell, I think these are accurate. If I'm not being accurate, I'm sure somebody will let me know, and I'll be back here tomorrow, and I'll correct it. Currently, there's over 255,000 people dead from this virus in the United States. Friday, there was 195,000 new cases. Currently, there's 83,000 people hospitalized in the country. There's 16,000 people in ICUs. 5,000 are on ventilators. Many hospitals are at capacity, and many hospitals are now close to capacity. I have heard some arguments, and people have written to me saying the government should not order wearing masks. People should be responsible for their own actions. And I guess my answer to that is the government many times will set limits given public safety. Let's think back. Seatbelts. That became government mandated in order for the safety of the people. No smoking indoors was government mandated. Helmets on motorcycles. I was a motorcycle rider. I had to wear a helmet. Speed limit. They're not relying upon people's good judgment on how fast to drive down a road. That's hopefully to keep kids alive. Let's also talk about that currently, according to the CDC, 50% of all infections are now caused by people with no symptoms at all, people who appear very healthy. They are the ones spreading this, and it's happening in groups, small groups, 8 to 12 people who are gathering indoors without masks. The recommendations is don't travel. Don't gather with people outside your household. Stay outdoors if you're going to be with somebody. Wear masks. Gatherings should be as small as possible. Gatherings should be as short as possible. Now, the HOA's position at this time is the state order is in effect. It is law at the moment. The state order's been in effect since March. Residents, you're responsible. We agree that you should be responsible to follow the state order. The HOA will be looking for and we will enforce no visitors or gatherings on common property, such as streets, parking lots, tennis courts, pickleball courts, etc. We're not looking for violations of the state order on private property. We will investigate any complaint of noise or conduct on private property, but we're not looking for such violations on private property, for example, in your home or in your backyard. But if there's a complaint, we would investigate it like we would any complaint. If a resident is walking with a guest, you can and will be cited for violating the state order because a guest is not even supposed to be in your home. Currently, there's to be no gatherings in any home at any time. There's supposed to be no guest staying overnight in your home. So it seemed to us, if you're walking with your grandkids on the streets, they're visiting, but it's not necessary. And why you don't need to walk on the streets. You can visit in your backyard, and then they should be going home. New state order. Everybody is to have curfew at 10 p.m. So they should be leaving by 10 p.m. The state order allows for three households to meet only outdoors. There's to be no gatherings inside a home. If something is obvious, we will cite for that. Please, if you're going to have a guest, which you may do, in your backyard, three households, those guests must stay off the streets and out of common property areas. Now, I know some don't like it. I get that clear as a bell. You know, a lot of people ask me, and I said, you know, many of the decisions I make, I don't like. That's not my job. My job is to implement these policies fairly and to take board direction. I know you want to walk with your grandkids. The board's trying to be as safe as possible. You can still have three households visit in the backyard, not indoors, no gatherings indoors at all. Visitors staying overnight are in violation of that state order. The board does not think it's necessary for guests to use common property in order for you to have a visit. It's okay that you visit your grandkid outdoors. That's allowed. But there's no reason for you to walk on streets and create tension among the other residents. There's no need for you to walk as to some priority over your visit, which puts other people at risk. We're going to do everything possible that we can in order to help to keep it safe. Example was, I got a phone call last night at approximately, 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, of 12 people gathering on the 11th tee box of the South Course, all within 3 feet of each other, all without masks. And sure enough, as we take pictures and security then, we find out 12 people walking into the house around the corner. Clear violation of multiple violations of rules. Clear violations. So, and it's very expensive. This person's getting hit, this resident, for 9 different guests, all violating common property rules, all violating mask rules, violating gathering inside a home. And I'm not sure why. With the virus being going out like a wildfire, I'm not sure the risks you want to take. It's not worth it. I just found out my son-in-law, I don't know if I told you this last week, my son-in-law's brother-in-law just died from a gathering in 30 days. Sun City Palm Desert has 10 times more cases. They have 4 times more deaths than we do. Maybe perhaps that's why we are a little stricter And maybe they should have followed that example. My recommendation, you cancel all your gatherings for the holidays. It's not wise. Now's the time to be diligent, responsible, focused, realistic about everything that's going on. And all of you that want to justify your gatherings, you go right ahead. You will not convince me it's a good idea, given what's going on and the amount of people that are dying every day. The board just wants you to be healthy and safe. I know these decisions will not please everyone, but we are just going to have to try to follow the law, allow for appropriate activities, and with your cooperation, we can keep people safe. Don't forget, 50% of these cases are being spread by people with no symptoms at all. So some of these gatherings is a family member that's young, comes to visit, and it puts you at risk. They look fine, but they put you at risk. So I want to say, folks, there's no perfect plan here. But the board has decided to err on the side of caution, health, and safety. Please help. Keep the community as safe as possible. If you're going to have a visitor, do it in the backyard. No more than 3 households. Stay off common property so that we do not risk other people that live here. Take care. If I don't talk to you, have a great Thanksgiving. My wish, you had Thanksgiving alone with whoever lives in your house and no one else. Good luck.
Yeah, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.